The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited about this show. I have a lot of information that's unique, right? Unique. You don't hear it every day about toxicity, especially in our homes, the most dangerous place we can ever have toxicity. I was speaking to a patient not too long ago, and they shared with me about a child they have who had an exposure to a toxin many, many years ago that is still affecting their health today, right? So you got to be very, very careful with toxicity. It's probably the most dangerous thing inside your home, outside of the food you can eat poorly, but that's pretty toxic too, that can really mess you up. So I want to start today by asking you to just look around your room. So whether you're in a kitchen, sipping coffee, sitting in your favorite armchair, or driving in your car you own for years, you know, you feel safe. You feel safe there. Everything's good. We've been conditioned to believe that indoor means protected. We lock our deadbolts to keep out intruders. We install cameras, watch our porches. I have a few cameras myself. But we largely are ignoring a silent molecular invasion happening right under our noses. So today I'm going to talk about all the things like your wallpaper, looking at the chemistry of the modern home. We're talking about the hitting housemates of cocktail synthetic substances that are impacting your hormones, your respiratory health, and your long-term vitality. And I want to start in the kitchen, right? It's the heart of the home. It's where a primary source of ingesting toxins happens. And most of us grew up in it with nonstick pans, right? They're at a height of convenience. But that slippery surface is achieved through a class of chemicals called PFAS. We call them forever chemicals. So when you scratch on that pan, it's not just a wear and tear. There's microscopic flakes of PTFE entering your omelet. And it's not just about the pans, right? It could be about your microwave. So when you heat your food in plastic containers, that they can even say microwave safe, but the heat causes the plastic to structurally break down on a molecular level, and it leaches phthalates and BPA directly into your fats and your proteins. So you're essentially seizing your dinner with an endocrine disruption that confuses your body's natural signaling. So there's a lot of things in the kitchen. I find I spend most of the time in my kitchen, whether I'm working, talking to my family, sitting around, that we need to be very aware of. And then there's the air, right? We become obsessed with smelling clean. So I don't know why. For some reason, we just bought into the idea that if things smell clean, they're better. With water too, right? You taste water, so it tastes good, but that could be dangerous, and bad tasting water could be better for you. But for the air, we use plug-ins, scented candles, aerosol sprays, but clean doesn't have to do with the smell. Those artificial fragrances are often a black box of undisclosed chemicals. We're talking benzene, formaldehyde, toluene, the same stuff you find in industrial solvents wafting through your living room while you binge watching favorite shows. You know, I spoke about this about a year ago or so. I went to England not too long ago, and I was staying at a friend's house, and they had so many plug-in air fresheners. I mean, I went there. My wife got a headache immediately. She had, like, within an hour, she had to lie down, and it lasted a whole day. And I could feel the effects of that air smelling better due to those chemicals. And the woman I stayed with, she had all sorts of hormonal issues. She had to get hysterectomy. She had all sorts of hormonal things going on wrong with her body. And I said, get rid of them right now, right? I didn't know that about her. I know she had these in her home. I said, get rid of them right now, and this way your health can start getting better. And statistics show indoor air can be 5 times more polluted than outdoor air because our modern homes are built to be airtight, right? For energy efficiency, we build ourselves a chemical Tupperware box. And when you think about that, and you mentioned forever chemicals or PFAAs, in chemistry, the bond between carbon atom and fluorine atom is one of the strongest in existence. It's like molecular superglue. Nature doesn't have a delete button for this bond, so bacteria can't eat it, right? The natural things that would break down things in our environment can't touch the stuff. The sun can't break it down. And your liver doesn't know what to do with it. So it stores it. It bioaccumulates. It stays in your blood, your liver, your kidneys for years, potentially decades. These chemicals were designed to repel water and grease, which sounds great for a raincoat or a pizza box. But when it gets to your biology, they mimic hormones. They can tell your body to store more fat, interfere with thyroid function, and high enough in high enough concentrations can be linked to significant cellular mutations. I tell people all the time, it's on the receipt you get in a store. So every time you go grocery shopping or any other type of shopping, the receipt has these PFAs on S, and you need to take care of them and not touch that receipt. I often tell the person just to throw it out. And you might think, I don't use nonstick pans, I'm safe. But PFAS is a master of disguise. So you do the silky, easy glide dental floss, you know, it's often coated with PFAS. Do you have a stain resistant sofa, right? Stain resistant, anything in your home has PFAS on it. The treatment is essentially a PFAS bath that sheds into the dust over time. Every time you sit down, you create a puff of invisible dust. Your kids crawl in it, your pets sleep in it, even your waterproof rain gear. And that durable water repellent coating has PFAS. So we're wearing it, sitting on it, and flossing with it, and it's an invisible thread woven through the fabric of our modern lives. So one thing I'm going to encourage you to do is go to EWG.org or the Environmental Working Group. It's a phenomenal resource for figuring out what's toxic and what's not. As a matter of fact, a lot of products we put in our bodies, skincare, lotion, shampoos, sunscreens, even makeup, ladies, right? You can scan the barcode with the app and it'll tell you how toxic it is or how good it is for you. So it's a tremendous resource for helping you to have a much, you know, healthier life and much healthier body. So I definitely recommend going to the Environmental Working Group. I think it's EWG.org because it really help you to be much healthier. Now, I don't want you to leave this, you know, in a state of panic. I tell you this so you can take the power back. I like little lateral changes. Little lateral changes can make a huge difference. And the first and most important step in any home detox is your water. You're 70% water, right? If your tap is delivering a microdose of PFAS and leading every time to fill your glass, no supplement in the world can fix that. You need to look into high quality filtration, specifically reverse osmosis or activated carbon filters certified to remove PFASs. Second, open your windows. I know it's a tough ask this time of year because it's really cold, but we really need to get our home breathing. So if you can open up your windows for 10 minutes a day, so you can get cross ventilation, it can flush out those VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and formaldehyde off-gassing from your furniture. It's the cheapest health insurance policy you can ever find. Now, don't go home and throw everything in the trash. That's overwhelming and expensive. Instead, embrace the power of swap. So I love that, right? Lateral moves, the power of swap. When your nonstick pan finally bites the dust, replace it with a cast iron or stainless steel pan. When your laundry detergent runs out, buy the one that's fragrance-free or unscented. Once again, Environmental Working Group's a great resource for finding the best products for you to use to be healthy. Switch from plastic Tupperware to glass jars or glass Tupperware. That's a big move. People don't understand putting warm food in plastic Tupperware leaches out chemicals that destroys your hormones and can really impact your health. So go with it minimally glass bottom Tupperware with even plastic top where the food doesn't touch. It's a much better lateral shift. Doesn't cost that much, can really help your health out. These small incremental changes reduce your body burden and you're lowering the chemical noise in your environment so your body can finally hear itself think. Now, I want to speak directly to you people right now, and say I'm doing everything right? Or everything I said made sense. You're following that. You're doing everything you can right, and you're counting your calories. You're hitting the gym 3 or 4 times a week. You're skipping the desserts, but your midsection weight will not budge. In fact, it might even be growing. There's a biological reason for this. It's called endocrine disruption. So when your body is bombarded by PFASs and phthalates, we talked about today, it perceives that chemical load as a chronic stressor. This sends your adrenal glands into overdrives, spiking your cortisol levels. And when cortisol levels go higher, your body goes into a survival mode. It begins to aggressively pack on visceral fat. And that's a stubborn weight that sits around your midsection, right? The butt and gut fat areas. And it wants to protect your organs from what it thinks to be an external threat. So this hard loser syndrome, right? It's when your body, we call it a hard loser state. And it's a state where the common weight loss symptoms or systems, the stuff you see on TV or in glossy magazines, simply cannot work for you. If you're someone you know you could lose weight simply by dropping food, this is not you. I'm finding a much higher percentage of people cannot lose weight even if they diet and exercise. And it's a very dangerous place to be in because it creates a lot of chronic diseases with all the visceral fat around your organs. Your metabolism has flipped a switch from fat burner to fat store, and no amount of calorie cutting can flip that switch back if your internal chemistry is off kilter. So if you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle against your own biology, I want you to hear this. It's not your fault. And I truly mean that. I'm a big accountability person, but it's not your fault. You aren't lazy. You don't lack willpower. You just have a ship that's listing in the wrong direction because of this environmental interference. So the one thing I want to tell you is you don't need another diet, right? Another diet, another system. You really need something that prioritizes righting the ship naturally. Right, you can take drugs to fix it, but you're still chemically stressed. You still have hormonal issues, and it can get some weight off your body, but it'll come back very fast when you get off the medication. You need research-proven ways to detoxify your endocrine system and signal your body that's finally safe to let that weight go. And so I put together a system that works phenomenally to help get your metabolism back reset to working better for you. And it'll show you exactly how your cortisol is spiking and why it's spiking and why the biggest stress to your body. While the chemicals are very dangerous in your house, the mold, all these things is very dangerous. The biggest thing that stresses your cortisol over time is poor nutrition and lack of specific nutrients. So your body gets into the state where it doesn't have the nutrients. It falls into a survival mode, increases your cortisol levels, and it wants fat on your body for survival, not take it off. Matter of fact, you're going to eat less calories because your body's in a survival mode. It wants to hold on to every calorie it has. It doesn't want to burn those calories that create the fat. So you have all this fat in your body and your body won't let it go. And if you're someone who's done that, you've done the exercise, you've done the working out, maybe you have a trainer, and at best you look a little better. If at worst, you're gaining weight. That happens all the time. I have people that come to see me, they're gaining weight despite exercising and dieting, right? And it's pretty crazy. Our system's designed to find out exactly which nutrients you're deficient in, plug those nutrients in so your body's not guessing anymore. You're not guessing at what nutrients you need. We plug in the exact nutrients your body needs so you can de-stress that part of your metabolism. And then we show you exactly how to detox all the chemicals out, how to get rid of the candles, all the bad stuff in your air, all the cooking stuff that's bad. We tell you what to cook with, and we give you the exact foods to eat to help flip your metabolism backwards to working for you instead of against you. We're in a country where we have more calories than ever before, right? We have more food options than ever before, and people are obese because of it, and your body cannot eat less because you need to find those nutrients that your body's missing. So once you plug them in, your body can de-stress, it can relax, and believe it or not, I want to share this one thing with you. This is very important to realize. Your body wants to let go of weight. I know it sounds crazy. It doesn't want to hold on to weight. It understands it brings a slew of health problems in the future. And your body's very intelligent. It has a very unique innate intelligence that knows how to run it. So it doesn't want to hold on to the weight. So as soon as we de-stress your body, take it out of survival mode, the weight wants to come off and come off very, very quickly. Everybody that does a program, they're amazed how the weight comes off quickly. I did the program about 3 years ago. And I lost 33 pounds in 40 days. And I tried dieting in the past. I didn't have that much weight to lose, but I always tried cutting pounds before I went to the beach. And I would just cut calories, right? I try to eat less, eat healthier, focus more on the foods I know that are healthy for me, but I can never drop weight that quickly. It was frustrating. I'd lose 5 pounds over the course of a month or two, and it would be frustrating. But then I did our entire system. It's called Hudson Valley Weight Loss, but I did our entire system and I found out exactly what I was deficient in. Once I plugged them in, the weight dropped off of me. Honestly, it fell off of me so quickly. I was losing 1 to 2 pounds every day. Then it started slowing down as time went on, but I lost 33 pounds over the course of 40 days. And I didn't have that much to lose. I got to a place where I was 50 years old and I had all my abs were in place. I was very happy with how I was built. And I got to a place where I never thought I can get back to. So if you're someone who struggled, right, you're struggling, you also have had, you've done diet programs, you've done exercise programs, or maybe you have a trainer, you work out all the time, and you're not getting into the shape you need to get in, that isn't a sign you're doing something wrong. It's not your fault. It's a sign that your body's malnourished and dealing with toxicity. And we have the exact formula how to figure that out. So if you want to come in and get checked out so we can see if you're a candidate or if you're good for our protocols, just give us a call or text us. I'm going to give away 10 free appointments. That's the first exam process we're going to meet with the coach, the trainer, all that stuff, that first visit, and your body, you know, we'll figure out what's going on with you, figure out where you're missing nutrition, where you're stressed, and how to get you back on track. So the first 10 visits we'll do for free. Just so if you call in, now it's one visit per person who calls in, not 10 visits for each person, but that first initial consultation will give you all the information you need on how to lose weight and how to get your body in great shape. So give us a call or just even text us on this number. It's 845-896-1200. Or you can text the word loss, L-O-S-S, or you can call us and just leave us a message and say, I heard Dr. Ashburn on the radio and I want to come in and be checked out. So the number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Give us a call or shoot us a text, and we'll get back to you probably Monday morning and get you on track to being much, much healthier and set you up with an appointment to try to figure out how to get you better. Now, understanding how these toxins can really impact you, we have to focus on one major thing, and that is how your body functions. Because at the center of all the function, eliminating the toxins, losing weight, every aspect of how your body works, your spine is the key to detoxing your body and letting it lose weight. I mean, the key is, we spent earlier talking about the hidden housemates, the PFASs and toxins in your home, but I want to focus on the master controller that determines if your body can even process those toxins. Think back to Christopher Reeves. So for those of you below 30 years old, probably don't remember Christopher Reeves, but he played Superman. He was a famous actor back in the 70s and 80s, and he was on a horse down in Westchester, New York, and he fell off the horse and he broke his neck. He hit his chin and broke his neck. And when he had that tragic accident, at the top of his spine, C1 and C2 vertebra, the top two bones that hold up your head at the very top of your spine, he broke them, and he didn't just lose the ability to move his legs, right? He was paralyzed for sure. But within moments, his organs began to fail. And it's very important to remember, his organs started to fail. Why? Because the wires were cut. The wires from his brain that run everything in your entire body, they were cut or they were damaged. His neurologist said 80% of the information coming from his brain to his body was choked off, and his brain was fine. His brain had nothing wrong with it, and his heart was fine, but the communication between the two were it was extremely limited. And this proved a fundamental law of biology. Your nervous system controls every single function in your body. So if that system is compromised, your health isn't just diminished, it begins to shut down. So that's a serious thing, right? You're not going to eliminate toxins because the organs of elimination aren't going to do their job as well. You're not going to be able to break down the food that you're eating and absorb the nutrients from it because your digestive tract is going to get weaker if you have less than normal nerve function going to it. So I talk a lot about your mid to lower spine. If you have damage in your mid to lower spine, it really impacts how your digestion works. And those nerves going to those organs can't carry the information to it as well as it should. There was research done decades ago, and they had animals, and they damaged a nerve. They put actually like a clothespin on the nerve from the spine going to an organ, and the organ started to degenerate, become diseased, and over time it just failed. And then they took that clothespin off of the nerve, and the nerve let the information through that the brain was sending, and it healed and came back towards perfect. That's a perfect example. If you're dealing with something right now and you're going to your doctor and you're taking medication, and it isn't really moving the dial that much. You're taking supplements, it's not moving the dial that much. You have all sorts of health issues, and you always said, everything I do doesn't work. You know, you go to this doctor, go to another doctor. And I know it can get really, really frustrating because every doctor, you have your hopes up, and then the same thing happens over and over. The only thing that changes is your bank account gets lighter. You know, you got to look at your nervous system. You got to get films of your nervous system. If it's out of position where it should be, it can seriously alter or even shut down function going to organs and legs. A lot of times we get symptoms before we have organ shutdown, like we have pressure down the back of our legs, and we call it sciatica. That's nerve pressure from your spine. We have neuropathy going down to our feet, and we call it, you know, pain in our feet, but it's nerve pressure in the spine. We have carpal tunnel in our hands, and it's nerve pressure in the spine. Each one of those areas tell us there's nerve pressure in the spine, and the organs that those same nerves run to are also compromised. So, you know, when you think about this, and you think about, you know, most of us haven't had a catastrophic injury like Christopher Reeves, right? We're dealing with something that's much just as dangerous, but much, much less noisy. It's much more silent. It's called subluxation. And subluxation is when a spinal move shifts at a proper position, putting pressure on nerves affecting your function. And when this happens, two things occur. Degeneration, right? Just like a car out of alignment wears down its tires, a spine out of alignment begins to decay. So research in the journal Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics showed spinal immobilization or misalignment leads to rapid disc degeneration and bone spurs within weeks. So a lot of people, you have an injury, right? Let's say you even have a car accident and your neck gets locked down. It's much more stiff. It doesn't move as well. Then your body tries to mobilize it and stabilize it, and it leads to rapid disc degeneration and bone spurs within weeks. So it's so important to get these areas corrected and see what's going on x-rays to see where these areas are so you can get back to being healthy. The second thing that subluxation does is it creates nerve irritation. So the shifted bone puts pressure on delicate nerves exiting the spine, and those nerves go to your body. Every cell in your body are controlled by those nerves and can really impact how you heal, how you run, how you think, how you feel, everything. And if that shift happens in the upper part of your neck, it can create chronic migraines. Research published in the Journal of Manipulative Physical Therapeutics found chiropractic adjustments are just as effective as top-tier medications for migraines, but without the serious side effects, right? If the bone shifts in your mid-back area, it can affect your lungs, your heart. And if it's in your lower back, can it impact digestion and reproductive organs? So I tell people all the time, you got to get this checked out. You know, we get our blood pressure checked, our cholesterol checked, our insulin levels checked. We get every major thing checked with our blood, but yet very infrequently do we ever get our spines checked. And if we do, it's typically by a medical doctor looking to see if everything's normal. And their idea of normal is no fracture, no dislocation, no major disc issues is considered normal. Well, I call normal something different. I call normal perfect position, how God designed your spine to be in, so you can communicate with your body perfectly and have great function. So it's so important to figure out what's going on. And in our office, we do gravity weighted x-rays, very unique x-rays. We do unique testing. We have an iPad that has unique apps and testing on it to figure out how your posture has shifted. Ultimately, it's about getting your neurological health back to functioning the way it should. So we do specific corrective neurological chiropractic care. And it's different. I'll tell you why it's different, right? A lot of you guys go to a chiropractor, and I love it. Going to the chiropractor is one of the best things you can do. But you really need to do a couple things and make sure your chiropractor is doing this. And if they're not, you know, come see me and I'll help you out. We do x-rays to figure out what's going on with you. And then from there, we map out exactly what corrective path we need to take to get you back to full correction. Then we have certain tools. We have home exercises that you need to do. It takes about 2 minutes a day to do, but if you do them religiously, daily, make a habit of it, it speeds up the process of correction by 5 times. So it can speed up the process of correction so much quicker than you ever needed it. I mean, so many people right now are driving or sitting or wherever you are listening to the show, and you have issues and you're saying, well, you know, I just deal with my issues. You can't do that. You can't, because your issues are caused by nerve pressure, and the nerve pressure, it can create malfunction in your body. I want to tell you a quick story near and dear to me about this, and that's about my first son. My first son was born in a hospital, and we were going to have a home birth. We're that weird family going to have a home birth, right? We had a tub in our bedroom. We're going to do it there. And we had a midwife, but my wife didn't progress the way she should have. So she wasn't progressing. She was 30 hours in labor, and our midwife suggested we went to the hospital. So we went to the hospital, and the doctors checked her out, and they said the umbilical cord was wrapped twice around my son's neck. So he had it wrapped twice around his neck. And every time my wife would push, she'd have a contraction trying to push him out. The umbilical cord would tighten up like a noose and try to pull him back into the birth canal. So every time she contracted, it pulled on his neck and it shifted his head off to the side. And it really took that top bone, the C1 vertebra I was talking about that Christopher East broke, and it shifted that bone off to the side. So he had to go to the NICU, which is a neonatal intensive care unit. She had a C-section. He was delivered. They said it had a 50-50 chance of living, which was really scary to me. You know, it was my first child, and it was really traumatic. You know, I never had that much stress in my life. But I did have tools. Being a specific corrective chiropractor, I've dealt with many children with many issues. So I went into the neonatal intensive care unit, and I was able to hold my son, and they had all sort of monitors on him and all sort of wires connected to him. But the one thing that was a major problem is his respiratory rate was seriously elevated. It was 4 times higher than where it should be on the monitor. So I went in there knowing a couple things. Number one is that bone was shifted. I could feel it shifted. And number two, all respiratory function comes from that area of your spine. Remember, Christopher East broke that bone, his lungs shut off, even though it didn't injure his lungs at all. So that area there was controlling function to his lungs and to my son's lungs. So I gently adjusted him. With a young child, it's very easy. It's a vibration, specific application of force, bringing his head in certain directions. And I felt that bone slide into position. There's a position it wanted to be in. And when I adjusted him, I felt it slide into that position and go back towards normal. And when I did that, I looked up the monitor because, you know, I felt to go in. I knew he was better. I knew that bone moved back to where it should be and he was doing better. I looked up the monitor and his respiratory rate started dropping. So it kept getting lower, lower over the course of 2 minutes. It dropped down to normal. It was back to towards normal. The doctor came into the room shortly afterwards, and he looked at his chart, looked at the monitor, looked at his chart, and said, "I don't know why this kid's here." And the nurse said, "Oh, everything was wrong, but his respiratory rate was bad, blah, blah, blah." He said, "Well, if he stays stable for the next hour, release him back to his room." And he did, and they did. He went back to my room, and he's been great ever since. So I've had firsthand experience with changing and saving lives through adjusting people. It's one of the most phenomenal things I've been doing for 28 years. And no one could ever tell me it doesn't work. I've seen so many miracles with it, and I've seen so many people get better. So, you know, if you're someone listening to this and saying, "I need to be better. I need my health better. I need to function better. I need out of pain," whatever you're saying, just give us a call, right? So just as I did earlier, the first 10 people who connect with us, we'll give you a free exam. I'll do the whole thing, x-rays, everything for free, right up to the point until we go over your results, and I'll share with you exactly what's going on and how to get perfectly better or as well as you can possibly be. And then at that point in time, we'll go over what the care costs, how your insurance works, all that stuff. But to find out that information is priceless. And if you can figure out how to be truly healthy and avoid going to 10 other doctors looking for answers, not finding them, but taking care of your nervous system, getting your body working better, that could be priceless. Now, I want to tell you before we call or text us, we're in Fishkill, New York. If you don't know where Fishkill, New York is, it's right where Route 84 and the Taconic or Route 9 is, right in that area. So Route 9 and Route 84, right before you go over the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, we're in that area. So if you're an hour away, I know the show reaches people on Long Island, a bunch of areas. If you're an hour away, it may not work for you. But if you're within, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, give us a call. For the first 10 people, we'll have you come in. We'll do the entire exam process for free. It's my pleasure to do it for free for my radio listeners. I love you guys. I love your commitment to getting up and listening to the show. But we'll do it for free with you. Just give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or text us the word posture. Text us the word posture to 845-896-1200. Once again, it's 845-896-1200, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. You know, I want you guys to have the best health. I want your families to have the best health. I want you to tell people about what we're doing and how to change your lives. And I want you guys to come in and have the experience that we have in our office of healing, getting better and functioning better. Guys, bless you. I love you. And I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.